This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, one more listener question. This one about you and me and all the rest of us.
This is Christine in Redlands, California. My question is, how's consumer confidence? You know, the thing that's basically been powering our economy for a while now?
I do know, Christine. Excellent question. And by the way, tweet me, right, at Kai Rizdahl, or marketplace.org is where you can leave us your questions. Anyway, it's a great question because with social distancing and a whole lot of public spaces shutting down, you do have to wonder how consumers and their confidence and the businesses that depend on that confidence are going to do. And that leads us to the person we know in retail management, Alana Furco. She is the manager of the Butte Plaza Mall in Butte, Montana. Alana, it's good to talk to you again.
Hello, my friend. How are you? I hope healthy and happy.
I am healthy and reasonably happy. What about you? You're out there in the actual economy where people have to come in person and buy things. How's it going?
You know, every day is a fresh opportunity for creative problem solving in my life.
Well, so tell me about some of the problems you're facing. Let me ask you, first of all, about crowds and people coming. Are they still?
They are still. We still have a really healthy walkers representation in the mornings. And the thing is, they're full of common sense. If they did not feel well, they wouldn't be here. If they felt at risk, I believe they would not come.
What happens if the Montana State Department of Public Health comes out and says, not only do schools have to close, but malls are not safe for people to go to? What's going to happen to you?
Oh, we defer to their best judgment. We would never want to put any of our community at risk. If they told us there was a risk, we would follow their advice. Absolutely. On Monday, we are supposed to host the Edmonton Police Service Pipe and Drum Corps. We were in the midst of canceling their performance here because I just couldn't put the public at risk.
Yeah.
But they themselves, God bless them, they canceled their trip to Butte.
It's been a tricky couple of years. I don't even know off the top of my head how long you and I have been speaking, but there have been some challenges, right, with anchor tenants and you know, finding substitutes and all of that. How are things now?
You know, my major anchor is still available. So that's a great opportunity for somebody that sees the potential in Butte, Montana.
Yeah. If you happen to be listening to this broadcast and you want to go to Butte and open a business, Alana's got the place for you.
Give me a call.
How worried are you about a recession? Just because that word is kind of in the wind.
I don't know if we are worried. We will definitely have to react to whatever comes. I believe the administration, this being an election year, they will do everything they can to protect us from that. But I know things are going to be out of their control. I don't know exactly what we can do to prepare for it, except to be aware of it. But let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens. Alana Furco, she runs the Butte Plaza Mall out in Butte, Montana. Alana, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon. Good luck.
Take care, Kai.
Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
And you know what, honey? I think we visited the first time probably May, June of 2014.
Wow. That's a long time ago.
It is a long time ago.
Wow. I need to come out and I should just like come out and we should have lunch or something.
You would be very welcome, but not during cold and flu season.
Yes, not now. Talk to you soon.
Stay healthy.